Good morning. My guest this morning is Juliet Noonan from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I am pleased that you are here because we are talking about the next show to open at the Sixth Street Playhouse, Tennessee Williams's A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yes.
And it's a play that is very near to my heart because I was in a production of it that had a fairly long run, and it is an amazing play. And Tennessee
indeed.
Williams is one of my favorite. I was also in a production of Camino Real.
Oh,
if
fantastic.
You can believe that.
Fantastic.
There haven't been many productions of that. How did you find yourself part of the Streetcar cast, and how did you find yourself part of the playing Blanche?
Yes. I was approached last year about this role by our artistic director, Craig Miller, who is no longer with us, but he approached me last year about taking the role, and I, of course, jumped on the opportunity right away.
Yeah,
it's a role I've always wanted to play, and it's quite an honor to take it on.
Oh, it is. It really
is.
It's just it's the most archetypal show, archetypal piece of American theater that I know of.
Absolutely. And I think very relevant to today's times with the idealism versus realism and what we're facing
and
in our world today.
And the whole business of women coming into their own in the political world and in the social world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's a fairly long run. You've January 25th to February 17th, and it's basically, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, correct.
How is your relationship with Stella? Stella, of course, being the most important person.
Right, absolutely. Well, Melissa Claire plays my sister Stella, and we have a wonderful relationship. I've worked with her before and directed her, and so we have a very natural relationship on stage, and she's just been fantastic to work with. And as far as in terms of the role, I mean, she serves as that anchor for Blanche and really is her saving grace, the person she comes to and turns to save her from this harsh reality that she's trying to deal with in her life.
And what about your relationship with Ariel Zuckerman, who plays Stanley?
Yes, yes. Well, Ariel, this is my first time working with him, and he is a fantastic actor and is doing a tremendous job with this role, and it's been wonderful working with him. But in terms of Blanche and Stanley's relationship, Stanley really is forcing her to face the realities of her life, which Blanche is running away from and escaping from, and does that through escaping in magic and illusion and idealism.
Right,
And he represents that reality in the play that's forcing her down that path.
So in many ways, it sounds like he is a positive influence on the course of the play.
I wouldn't say he's so much of a positive influence on Blanche, but
I mean,
I think he's definitely her nemesis for sure in terms of bringing her into, forcing her into her reality. But yes, he's definitely the driving force in terms of getting the
other
plan, the
Stanleys
action going.
Are different.
Really,
other Stanleys can be extremely cruel.
Uh huh.
But it's nice to see that that you are honoring the time. And it seems to me that what you have just described to me in terms of the relationship between Blanche and Stanley, which is the bedrock of the play, is exactly the kind of Streetcar Named Desire that's needed.
Yes, absolutely.
And I congratulate you for being able to play that part.
Well,
it's a really great part to play. Okay, well, it's playing at Sixth Street Playhouse January 25th to February 17th. And for our tickets and information, you can go to sixthstreetplayhouse.com or call the box office at 523-4185. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.